What's up, everyone? And this is Next Level Thinking.
What's up, everyone? It's another episode of Next Level Thinking. Of course, it's your host, Chris Holmes, as we always do big things and give you great inspiration. And today I have my special guest by the name of
Tina Ford.
Hey, so we see the lovely photo to my left. Yes, I have said the point of the right. So tell the audience a little bit about yourself so they can know how awesome you are.
Well, I'm an awesome mom. I'm 29. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm a hairstylist and also sell merchandise. And I'm from Chicago.
Nothing that Chicago out there. I see.
You know. I live in, I'm currently in Tennessee right now. I'm excited about this podcast interview.
Awesome. So let's go a little bit more deeper. And how did this all started? So like, what got you into doing this kind of work? Because, you know, everybody loves to hear like the origin story of how things going. Like, was it rough? Is this naturally through your family? Tell us the inside scoop.
So I learned how to do hair when I was younger, probably like 9, 10 years old. Me and my cousin, we just started like braiding hair and just like doing our own hair all the time. So when I got to, when I moved from Chicago to Tennessee, I actually just did it more for, so just like a, it was a good coping mechanism for me, just moving from like a different state from Chicago to Tennessee. And so I started practicing, getting better at it. And then eventually, like when I was in high school, I was able to make money from it. So like, that's how I took care of myself. I would do people hair and they would charge, and I would charge them, you know, or just like let them tip me or whatever. But I made a lot of money when I was in high school. So I knew I wanted to do it when I got out of high school. I wanted to go to hair school. I wanted to move back to Chicago. I had all these dreams. But my grandmother was like, no, you need to go to a university. You need to get a degree. You need to, you know. So she convinced me to go to TSU. Okay. And it was crazy. Yeah. So I went to TSU for like 2.5 years. And it was just like, I did well there, but it was just like, I really didn't know what I wanted to do. Like, I kept changing my major. It was just like, I was just feeling like it was just like a waste of like money at this point. Cause it's like, I really don't want to know what I want to do, but I do know I want to do hair. You know, I know how to do it. And that's something I can, you know, make money off of.
Let's go a little bit. Like, I'm loving how things are going. So like, you're making money. So like, how was it going? Like, was people coming up to your dorm or like, to see you just did someone's hair and they're like, oh, who did that? Cause I want people to get the juiciness of the story. Like, how did that really keep going? Because you're talking about you made some moolah. So, and you helping somebody else, I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah, it was just, it really was word of mouth, like the people who hair I was doing. Cause it's just not even all about like them loving their hair. Like, they want to love their hairstylist too. So I just feel like I built like really good relationships with people, and like they were just like, oh yeah, I got my cousin, she want to get her hair done too. And then, you know, it was just kind of like a thing like that. So, you know, and people love my work. You know, I feel like I got better each time, but yeah.
Yep, and that's what it's all about, like that story right there. And then you learn along the way, like what was like, how were the women feeling when you were doing it, like where it's like, oh my God, like how was the reaction? Like when it looks in the mirror.
Yes. It's like, it's a beautiful thing when you're able to like make somebody love the way they look. Cause it's like, oh, I just feel like I gave them a boost of confidence, but yes, like they would love their hair and just be like, oh my gosh, I just can't believe my hair. Like, I didn't even know my hair can do this sometimes, you know, like they'd be like, oh my gosh, you just wowed me. You know, so like it makes you feel good to make somebody feel good, because people, you know, when you look good, you feel good.
Exactly. No, I'm so glad you said that, because when you look good, you feel good. Ain't nothing wrong with having some confidence, a little strutting yourself, because that's how things are going. And that's energy. Energy rubs off. So like when you start smiling and feeling good, the next person is going to start smiling and feeling good. And that's what you want.
Yep.
So as you're going through this, like, and you say like, oh, I'm making some money. So when did you really take this to the next level? So I'm hearing things, you doing the good work, people look in the mirror and they're like, oh, wow, this feels good. I look good, bringing the confidence so much more. So what was like the transition? Like, okay, let's really buckle down and get things going.
Well, I end up having my kid at 24. So it was like things were kind of like on a kind of standstill for me, because I feel like especially like the first 3 years of like me being a mother, it's just like I really wasn't taking it serious anymore, or, you know, just. But I moved back to Knoxville. Like, you know, I was living in Atlanta for a little bit. I was doing here or there, but it was just like.
Hold on, wait a minute. Did you say Atlanta?
Yeah.
Are you right, Nick? I'm over in Texas, in Houston. I said, went over there.
Yeah. But yeah, I lived in Atlanta for a little bit and I did here or there. I also did like waitressing and, you know, just different things to like network with people to just be on my clientele. But I feel like it was just still kind of like a hassle to like just having a kid and being a single mother.
And I want to hit on both of those, especially the mother part, but this part right here. Explain like the thoughts and the battles when you were doing your hustle and grind as a waiter, because a lot of people don't know in entrepreneurship, you got to like hustle, grind, got to do what you need to do to get things going. You know, people had to like take little side gigs and much more just to bring that income and to make it that much relatable. I want you to tell a little bit more about that part, because I feel like that's going to help so many people when they face challenges in growing their own kind of business.
Yeah, I most definitely feel like in entrepreneurship, it's like sometimes you win and then it's like sometimes you don't. And it's just like in those moments, you have to think like, that's why it's like anybody can't just anybody be a hustler. I mean, an entrepreneur, like you have to know to have to hustle, because it's like, okay, if this not working, I have to, you know, run and do this, you know, real fast. And just basically like just being able to like move with the times also, because like sometimes you can be doing something and it's just like, okay, well, you know, you're gonna have to upgrade to this because the world is moving at this pace now, or the world, this is what's trending, you know. Right. So it's like, it's always like thinking on your feet and just being like, okay, I know I gotta go in grind mode. I might have to pick up a gig
and,
yeah, grind. You got to just get in grind mode. You're going to be like, okay, I'm going to do whatever it takes at this point. Like, and you really got to have that mindset, because it's like you have your freedom to kind of do that because you're not working somebody else's job. But it's just like sometimes when it's not going so good with your business, you have to be like, okay, well, this not working right now. So like, let me figure out what can work and just, you know, just work at it and just do it and just keep going. Because even in those bad times, like, that's why you have to save, because when you up, you have to be able to be like, okay, let me put this to the side, because I know it's not going to always be this consistent sometimes when it comes to my business, and just budgeting and, you know, just staying focused on the bigger picture.
Exactly. It's all about perseverance, and you learn so much while in that battle, I'll call it, because I feel like most of the lessons are in that being overcoming adversities, because it really tests you and brings the best out of you, and it really molds you to the person that you are needing to become to execute or take it to the next level, like this podcast, and just be that impact to other people in society. Now, with this all going on, like, and to help out the mothers, as this interview is going great, is tell the audience, how did you balance, or how did you push trying to do all this as well as being a mother at the same time?
I'm gonna say like it's like I'm still figuring it out, because it's like sometimes you have to sacrifice when you have a like sacrifice your time when you have a kid and when you're like you have a business, because it's like sometimes I'm having to work like 12-hour shifts, like 3 days in a row, you know. So it's like when you work, and it's like, you know, you got a 9-to-5, you know, you're gonna be home by 5, go get your kid by 6, and then sometimes it's like when I get home, she's like, oh, I want to play with you, like, you know, I want to, you know. So it's like sometimes I'm just like, oh, like, do I call off today and like spend time with my daughter, like, but I really need this money, I don't want to miss this opportunity. And it's just like, it's sometimes a constant battle. So it's like just something that I'm like working on right now. But Yeah, and it's just like just having like a good support system. Like even if I can't, you know, be there and I'm, you know, feeling like I want to work toward the future and make sure you have like a solid future, just making sure you have like a solid support system and that your kid is still happy and don't miss out. Like don't make it to where your kid feel less of a, you know,
person
in that attention. So
and you hit on a lot of valuable things there too. It's like the management and that battle between like what's important right now. And I'm glad you brought that up because a lot of mothers have to make that decision. Like great moments come up when it's like, okay, spending time with your child or making this money. And you have to balance out and make the right decision in your life because everybody's situation is different. And I applaud you for that because it takes a lot of my amount of patience, but also it shows, I'll say like the humbleness in your heart because you're doing what's the right thing to do because you know, long-term that child is going to grow up and be thankful for those memories later on in their life and want to do the same thing for their family. So there's so many lessons in that. And lastly, the great point you put on having a great support system. When we're coming into this life, we're going to have so many challenges. We learn from each other. And when you have that great support system, you're going to ask questions, get good feedback so you can continue to grow. And that's what life is. I mean, it's the life marathon, like in the words of Nipsey Hussle, is you have these people around you and you're always learning and learning and growing and growing. So it's always good to have that great support system.
Yes, for sure. That's very important. And just like, you know, being trying your best to be a good person. And I feel like it always come back to you, you know, and just trying to do your best and stuff. Like I always try to tell people, like, once you take one step forward, like God will help you like take 10 steps more if he feel like you focus and you really trying to work towards your goals. And a lot of people get, I feel like sidetracked or just even like no hope when it's like moving kind of slow, but it's just like maybe that hill was just that slow. But once you reach the top, it's like a roller coaster. It's gonna go so fast for you. So it's just like being patient and just not giving up and having hope and yep. On your journey.
Completely agree. So if you could pick, it's gonna be a tough question for you. I guess I feel like this. I'll give you one more extra. Four people that give a major influence or inspiration in your life. Go.
So I have someone, I mean, they can be like passed away, right? Or, you know, like not here now. The
choice is yours. Like it's up to you. Ain't no limitations. Your choice.
Okay. So, one person who really influenced me and motivated me was my uncle. He passed away almost 3 years ago, but he really inspired me to just be myself, but to succeed and to just keep going no matter what people say. And, you know, he just always was like one of the people who always told me like they was proud of me. Like, I feel like that's really big. Especially when you're doing like entrepreneur or just trying to like work towards something, like people don't always congratulate you or tell you that they're proud or, you know, like I feel like that was really big because I didn't have that a lot growing up. Another person who inspired me is my daughter. Of course, my daughter's 5. She is like everything. Like I just want to be able to give her the world and I want to just be able to enjoy life with her because she looks up to me like no matter how much I do wrong or not even wrong, but if I'm having an attitude or whatever, she's just so forgiving. And she's just like, but you're my best friend, you know.
Right there by your side.
Yeah, you know, like so who else? I'm just like, this is a good one. I want to just say, like, I don't like really want to like pinpoint people, but like, I definitely want to say like a couple of my friends and family, you know, like it's a lot of people in my life right now that like really want to see me win. And every time I have a conversation with them, they're like, you need to, you know, like you're this, you're that, you know what I'm saying? And it's just be like,
dang, that song, we're going to like, win.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they like put your crown back on because I know you, like, I know you just got so much in store. Like, you know, whatever you got going on in your life, like, pick your crown back up, get your confidence back up, you know, just keep going because you got it. You almost there, you know. So I don't want to single nobody out, but like, you know, just my support system and the people who I have like close around me.
Yeah.
And of course, Beyonce, you know, I'm going to just leave Beyonce.
The queen.
You know, the queen.
Part of the beehive.
You know,
that's what I told you to put your crown back on.
And I just love her, like her life. Like I love her life, you know, like everything she stands for, her privacy, her, you know, I always tell people like, Beyonce confirms nothing. Beyonce denies nothing. Beyonce minds her business. She, you know what I'm saying? Be like Beyonce. Like, you know, she motivates. She puts her work out there. She works hard. She tells her story. And then she's just like, you know, that's it. That's all I got for you. That's not no drama. No, you know what I'm saying?
And that is, I definitely have respect for on that because like worldwide known, but you don't know anything.
You don't know anything. It's just like, and then it's like, even if you hear something, you ain't finna hear her on the shade room.
She ain't gonna like you said, she ain't gonna confirm or deny anything.
She's
like,
not gonna confirm or deny anything. So it's just like, you know, she just gonna be like, she just gonna mind her business. Cause it's like, it doesn't matter. Like, you know, just work hard and be great.
Awesome. And you are great. So leaving the audience with some closing comments, leave them with something inspirational and then let them know how they can find you and we're gonna wrap things up.
Hold on 1 second. Okay, so my words are gonna be, because I find this to be like a good mantra, and I'm gonna kind of like explain kind of what they mean. But if anybody ever read the Four Agreements, this is what I'm going into. Be impeccable with your word, you know, speak with integrity, say what you mean, avoid using words to speak against yourself or gossip about others. Don't take anything personal. Nothing that others do is because of you. What others say and do is a projection of their own reality. Don't make assumptions, you know, find the courage to ask questions and express what you really want to communicate to avoid misunderstandings. Always do your best. Your best is going to change from time to time. It will be different when you are healthy as opposed to when you are sick. So, you know, don't try to always outdo yourself if you can't. You know, just be like, okay, yesterday I gave 100%, but today I can only do 30, and I'm gonna just have to be okay with that. I ain't gonna try to stretch myself if I can't get to 100 again, you know. So you can find me at my personal pages at Sheena Ford, at SHEENAFORD on Instagram. My business page is at Shop Sheena Ford, SHOPSHEENAFORD. And yeah, I'm also on Facebook at Shop Sheena Ford.
Gotcha. Thank you for all that great information, wisdom, encouragement, and much more. I'm over here taking notes. She's like, wait a minute. Like, did she just say that? Wait a minute. Let me pull out the iPhone. Hold on. Let me just, hold on. Save, note, share. I'm going to copy this and post it on Instagram like it was mine. I was like,
right.
But I'm glad to have you on. Great story, great words, and much more. You will continue to do great things. And so we're going to be all very proud of you when you're in your crown.
Oh, thank you. I had a good time. This is great.
Yes. Those are going to be fun.
If you ever need me again, I'll be back for part two. Let you know how I'm doing in a little bit.
Awesome. So we're going to wrap things up. It's another great episode of Next Level Thinking. Of course, I'm the host, Chris Holmes, and I have my lovely guest by the name of
Sheena Ford.
Awesome. Make sure you subscribe, comment, and much more. Keep the conversation going, and let's help you take it to the next level. Peace.